23rd, 2022, at 7:00 PM, Borough Hall. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall, reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 5th, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Brockia? Ms. Hohenleitner?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus? Mr. Swer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Wall?
Here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Administration part of the meeting, approval of the April 5th, 2022, regular meeting minutes.
I'll move it.
Second.
Roll call.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Swer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from April 14th, 2022, in the amount of $59,226.23.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Swer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from April 28th, 2022, in the amount of $82,663.32.
I'll move it. Second.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Swer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. There's no unfinished business, new business, correspondence. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. One, Central Baptist Church is requesting to use the gazebo and grass area on the following Saturdays in August, 6th, 13th, and the 20th, for free concerts. Number two, the Atlantic Highlands Historical Society is requesting use of the parking lot adjacent to the senior building and the senior building for the 42nd Annual Flea Market on Saturday, September 17th, 2022, with a rain date of Saturday, September 24th, 2022. And the Atlantic Highlands Yacht Club is requesting to partner with the harbor to host a signal flare training and disposal session on the harbor beach. I did get a correspondence from Mr. Kraus who wanted to comment on these. He didn't want anything pulled out, but he just wanted to comment, so if you don't mind, I'll just read them. He was okay with the society, Historical Society, but he felt that a member of the fire department or something to that effect should be involved with the yacht club and the planning of the flare down at the harbor. And it seems reasonable.
Fire department or the fire marshal?
With the fire marshal or somebody affiliated with the fire.
Yes, the fire marshal.
Okay. Okay, so anybody like to make a motion?
Didn't we do this?
Every time.
Last year?
Yes.
We did, right? I said, are you?
Joe Hasko.
Yes. Is this something?
Commissioner Wolf over Warren and State, and your Commodore, that you said, yeah.
We have to be.
We have not done this before, to my knowledge.
I thought we did.
We, you know, there is that issue with trying to prepare disposal, so we're going to be great outreach. And we're working on possibly making a little bigger event, doing some fire safety training, we can do that as well, so maybe a whole marine safety event. So we wanted to come to you first, make sure the harbor's okay with it, and then we would then approach multiple people, including, you know, let our own know, let the Coast Guard know, we'll probably partner with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, we may also be partnering with Storm Tri-Sail Club, because those, like, seven safety C7Rs on a regular basis, so I think it'd be a really good program. But, yeah, we would in fact welcome the fire department to be involved in this.
Just so you know, this is actually a pretty good program, because right now, there's no way to dispose of these flares and these.
I know we discussed this, we did discuss this last year, but
basically,
on that venue, trying to find somebody to be able to do that.
Yeah, basically, they just light off the flare, they dump it in a bucket of water, and then it can be disposed of in the regular trash at that point. So that's all they're doing, okay? I look forward to it, because I have stuff in my office that people have dropped off before I was even there, that we can't get rid of. I mean, the fire marshal couldn't even help us, but nobody will take it.
Right, exactly. I've got at least 12 myself sitting in my garage right now, which is probably not the best place for them.
They have an expiration date, and after that, you can't use them anymore, so they just keep piling up.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve. Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Solinger?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sines?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. And you can reach out to the harbor manager for now. He can work with the commission on assigning somebody to make sure that, you know, we are all on board.
Thank you.
The no consent agenda. Number seven is committee reports. Finance, Ms. Hohenleitner?
You got the number. You got the report. You know, we're in good shape right now. We still have, actually, I've had some conversations with Mr. Ferragina and Mr. Wall about some possible creative ideas about filling the head vote spots, but nothing to report on that just yet. That's pretty much it.
Okay, thank you. Leases, Mr. Curry?
We still have two open leases that have been approved by this commission. The Shore Casino lease is still waiting to be signed, and the towboat lease has been delivered to Mr. Smith. He's reviewing it. We're waiting for his approval before we can move forward. We have one lease coming up this year. The hot dog cart lease is due to expire this fall. We received a letter from Marissa Ober expressing an interest in renewing that lease, so I'm trying to coordinate a time to meet with her.
Okay. I had chili dogs right before I got there.
Great.
That is all I have.
Great. Thank you. As far as the Shore Casino lease, the problem or the delay in that was it was an administrative mistake as far as the resolution. It had originally gone on the agenda for December, or was going to go on the December agenda for the mayor and council meeting. It did not get on there until 2:10 and was approved, but the incorrect resolution was attached to the lease. So that's been resolved, it will be resolved, and that'll resolve the Shore Casino lease. Thank you. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
No report this evening.
Operations, Mr. Sutton?
Yeah, I have one item. At the last meeting, we had a member of the Atlanta College Yacht Club, Robin Zager, ask us about putting up temporary signs in the harbor to advertise the yacht club and some of the events coming up this year. Mr. Fleeger and I met with her on April 8th, did a walk through the harbor, and we told her that we would agree to allow two signs to be put up in the harbor. We agreed on three different locations. They can choose the two out of the three. We chose down by the dinghies at the fishing pier, they asked if they could put one there, across from the Shore Casino, and one at the entrance to the harbor where the Bay Shore Trail sign is. We just put a new Bay Shore Trail sign up. They were the three spots that we said that, again, we would suggest to the Harbor Commission that that's where they'll be placed. And again, see, these are temporary. It's up to the discretion of the harbor if we want them removed at any time. Storm is coming up, they agreed that they would take them down. Robin actually sent an email to Lou and he copied it to me, which basically says exactly what I just said, so it made it easy for me just to recap. And again, we said that it's up to the Harbor Commission to make the final decision, but the two of us think that it's reasonable for what they're asking for. And again, she came in the other day with this display of how it would look. And on the bottom is where they would advertise the events that they're looking to hold, and on top, that we have information about the yacht club, maybe joining. I think I have it here. Interested in the Atlantic Islands Yacht Club, their pennant, the club phone number, and the club website will be on the larger sign. And then below will be things like the placement of the fleet, barbecue in the hoist area, et cetera, et cetera. That's what would be on the bottom part. So again, we agreed to allow two. They requested 9 spots, 10 spots. We said no. We said two, and she fully understood. So I'm recommending that we go ahead and allow them to put up 2 signs. Again, temporarily, we have the discretion of taking down that we like in one of the two of those spots. So I guess if you everyone agrees, I can make a motion to approve that. So,
If no one on the commission objected, would they be up year round, or would they have to come down at a certain point in the fall for the winter, or just in season?
We didn't decide on how long they should be up, but the word in I think an email was temporary signs. So it's up to our discretion, possibly Mr. Fleaver, if we had a
in the winter during the winter, I would expect them to come down. Just due to the different weather patterns at that point, you know, snow, sleet, ice, mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be a good idea to take them down. So,
they're very cooperative. She's very cooperative. She answers what we brought up to her, and just think it's something positive. I don't think it's going to bring other people in here asking to put their signs up all over the harbor. We restricted it to, like I said, 3 areas that would benefit them most. So that's why.
Thanks for running with that, Mr. Sutton. Do we have a motion on that?
I'll make it.
Mr. Sutton made the motion. Any second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Olener?
Yes.
Ms. Burritt?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Clean Marina, Mr. Sutton?
I know.
Thank you. Special events, Ms. Hohenleitner.
Just briefly, the mayor and council at our last meeting approved a name change of a street in front of Stork Casino to be named Bernie Sweeney Way. The resolution had to be amended. It said Bernard Sweeney, but the family would prefer to be Bernie Sweeney. So I anticipate that there will be an event when that is ready to go. Just a reminder about, it's not our event, but at Shore Casino, the PBA ball is Memorial Day weekend, and there's tickets on sale. But if anyone is interested in supporting the PBA ball, this year they're going to be creating an endowment in Bernie Sweeney's name. And so they're looking for items to auction, people to take ads, and you can contact the police department downstairs if you'd like to support that. And then just today, Mr. Fergine and I had a meeting with the mayor talking about how Atlantic Highlands will be celebrating Pride in Atlantic Pride Month in June. This was accidental rainbow sweater today. But they're potentially looking, the Henry Hudson Gay Straight Alliance is going to be doing a flag raising and some artwork up here, but the mayor thought it would be nice if we did something in the harbor as well, so they're going to talk about it. They would like to organize something, and then I'll bring that to the commission.
So also, just a point of note, it's not a name change for the road, it's an addition.
An addition, sorry.
It's a commemorative addition. Usually it's a different color blue above the current street sign.
Okay, thank you. Administrator report, Mr. Farragina.
Generally, no report other than the maintenance, upkeep, and improvements continue at the harbor with painting, restriping, signage, et cetera, and that will continue through the summer as we have quite a long list that we want to achieve. That's it.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. Washburn.
No report tonight, but thank you for asking.
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for filling in, we appreciate it. Harbor Manager's report, Mr. Fleeger.
You have my report. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay, everyone's up and running down there, right, Lou?
Yes.
Thank you. Assistant Manager report, Mr. White.
I'm trying to make it shorter than Louis, but... let's start with the towboat office. The new air conditioner, the contractor has replaced it. We're actually waiting for a water event, rain event. Hopefully by the weekend we'll have something, and that'll give us an answer whether we fixed it or not. The gutter was repaired, that's not leaking any longer. The contractor told me he'll be in this coming week for the subcontractor to repair the window that's leaking. I also contacted the project engineer, Rick Abelson. He will be coming down on the next rain event also. So maybe we can move forward on these water problems down there once he gets to see it. On another note, I talked to the representative from Marine Travel Lift. The Travel Lift is moving along and it's still scheduled for August. We're going to keep that date right now. I also have one person interested in our machine.
Oh, good.
The salesman is going to put it out probably next month in there, whatever they do, however they advertise that they have them available. Sooner or later, I just need to talk to somebody about pricing on that machine. I do have something in mind based on what the salesman told me, but I'd like to have that conversation. Maybe with you, Tom, we can pass it along to everybody.
Sure.
That's it.
Thank you.
On the Tobo building, have the vent covers provided any relief?
I think, like, to a certain extent, yes. It didn't stop it.
There's still water coming in.
Yes, yes.
I think one of the largest hurdles that we've somewhat overcome, and there's still a lot to do, but we've finally gotten the builder, the architect, and the engineer on the same page, agreeing that it's not the vent covers, that it's some other event that's causing the water to get in the building. And as you said, that gentleman, the engineer, is coming this week. Hopefully this will help us get to the next step.
Yes.
It was hard to get them all to agree. Everybody, when you're doing any type of job, just like at your home, everybody's pointing the finger at everybody else. But I think that we're all on the same page, and hopefully we can move forward. It's been very frustrating. I apologize for that. Thank you, Rich. The public portion, anybody has any comments or like to address the commission, you could stand and state your name and address. But prior to that, I'd just like to read or just notify publicly that the American Legion has sent me a letter from the parade chairman and wanted to remind everybody that there will be parade on Monday, May 30th, 2022, and the parade will begin promptly at 11 a.m. And he just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of that. So would anyone like to address the commission?
Sure. Harold Smith, 31 Sleepy Hollow Road, Redham.
Thank you.
Down at the Tobo building. I know we're talking about that it's all repaired. They did replace the air conditioning unit, but they only replaced half of it. It's a different color now. When it was taken out, it was off level. I don't know how they leveled it because none of the caulking undisturbed. I know the fellas came, the same fellas that have come 5 to 6 times to repair the gutters that we say are not leaking. I can send you pictures. They didn't, all they did was flex stuff. The gutters are supposed to pitch to the ramp side, that gutter, and it doesn't. It holds 1.5 inches of water in the middle. So all they're doing is sealing to keep it from dripping down. But when it gets cold, the fiberglass gutters, they're going to expand and contract. And the same thing we had all winter, we're going to have icicles ripping down on top of people's heads, and it's gonna hurt some. I'm just not sure who's saying that these things are repaired, because they're not.
Okay, well, let me ask you about the air conditioner. I understand what you're saying, but what I'm led to believe is this is the new manufacturer model of the same air conditioner. That's what I'm led to believe. But my question is it leaking?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's a good start, I guess.
It just doesn't, Mr. Wall, it doesn't make sense to change half of something. It just doesn't. The shell, I can send you pictures. The shell inside, when it was taken out, it was off level. I left the office, I had to go pick up parts from my boat. I came back, it was installed. In order, and that's an 8-inch wall that has a shell through it. In order to change the pitch of that box, that caulking has to be somehow disturbed, and it's not disturbed at all. My question is, did anybody go in a level to make sure it was level before the new pitched out, before the new went in?
Well, I actually read the letter and the email from the builder himself, who stated, I'm not a builder, he stated that he made the necessary pitch adjustments when he put the new air conditioner in. I mean, I have to take his word that that's what he did. It's not leaking. That's a good sign.
It hasn't really rained.
Oh, it only leaks when it rains?
Correct, sir.
Okay.
All right. I can show you pictures that the old casing is rusted and it's cracked. My question is, we can all agree, I don't think it's a dispute, that the contractor hasn't been the best contractor. Okay, and now I'm just going to take his word that he changed the pitch. Wouldn't it just make sense for someone to go there with a level and make sure it's pitched? Same with the gutter. Make sure that the gutter's supposed to be this way so the water runs to the downstack. It's not. It all sits in the middle.
Okay, so those are the two current items that you feel most strongly about now?
And the water intrusion into...
Oh, well, that's, you know, that's ongoing.
Is it being addressed that everything in the building is rusted? So are they going to fix all that stuff that's rusted?
I appreciate your concern, and you know, yeah, we're as frustrated, believe not as frustrated, because I know that you have to do it every day.
I personally,
besides the committee members that are on it and working on it, besides the employees that are working on it, I've been spending at least 2 days a week on it myself, going back with emails and things, and I know it's frustrating, but I do at least feel that there is some progress being made. So I appreciate your comments.
Just so you guys are aware, I just got my lease at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I let you guys know 9 months ago that we were looking to renew. We came to terms 60-something days ago. We just got the lease today, and I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure we're going to sign.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yep.
Anybody else have any comments? I'd like to address the commission. Okay, thank you. There's no executive session. And
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any nays? Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.